Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Harvey Weinstein, Roy Moore, Louis T.K., and now it seems countless others all accused of sexual harassment, abuse. The floodgates have opened, and countless women and men are sharing their stories, a landslide of Me Toos, calling out those in power and demanding change. Could this be it, the moment when everything changes? This hour On Point, have we reached a tipping point on sexual abuse and harassment? Let's start with that Roy Moore story that's blown up so big in the last few days. The Republican Senate candidate in Alabama has been accused of sexual misconduct by four women, including an allegation that he molested a 14-year-old when he was 32. Joining me now from Birmingham, Alabama, is Lita Gore, reporter for the Alabama Media Group, covering national political politics. Lita, welcome back to On Point. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Tom.
Can we listen to just a little bit of the back and forth on this, if you'd be kind enough? This is Roy Moore himself, the Senate candidate, denying the allegations of sexual misconduct. This was a Veterans Day meeting over the weekend for the Mid-Alabama Republican Club Saturday in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Here's Roy Moore.
The Washington Post published, yet another attack on my character and reputation in a desperate attempt to stop my political campaign for the United States Senate. These attacks involve a minor, and they are completely false and untrue.
Completely false and untrue, says Roy Moore. But the Washington Post did a lot of reporting on this, and it's right out there. You've got other politicians, Republicans, saying, well, time to go. Here was Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey saying Roy Moore should step aside from Alabama's Senate race.
This is a terrible situation. A nearly 40-year-old allegation. We'll probably never know for sure exactly what happened. But from my point of view, I have to say, I think the accusations have more credibility than the denial. I think it would be best if Roy would just step aside.
And responses from Alabama, here's a couple. Pat Hurst, an Alabama resident, talking with the Associated Press, saying, let's wait until he's proven guilty.
He seems like a good guy to me, but now I assume everybody's made some kind of mistake in life. But I wouldn't think he needs to just step aside, unless they prove that he is guilty of some bad sexual conduct.
Of course, it's not in a court of law, and you have four grown women now recounting to the Washington Post what happened, they say, to them. Stacey Littles lives in Trustville, Alabama, told the Post the allegations have changed her opinion of Roy Moore.
The news changed my perspective of him 100%. I've always thought of him as a good politician on our side for the people, all about us. I'll never want to have anything to do with his beliefs, thoughts, leadership, nothing. I'm totally disgusted.
Lita Gore is with us from Birmingham, Alabama, the Alabama Media Group. Can we tell, Lita, I mean, this vote is coming up. Can we tell how the news of the last several days is affecting Roy Moore's standing in the race?
Well, we've seen two polls. One poll says that he and his Democratic opponent, Doug Jones, are now tied. However, another poll came out today that shows Roy Moore is up by 10 points, which is basically a decline of one percentage point from where he was last week. So, you know, we're seeing two very different polls that tell us two very different things.
There was talk of postponing the election, that the governor might step in and postpone it. Is that all finished now, Lita?
Yeah, the governor has said no, she will not postpone it. And interestingly enough, the head of the Republican Party today in Alabama came out and discouraged a write-in campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Discouraged any third-party efforts, you know, really kind of put the hammer down on that, which is interesting to me in that I don't know if she would have done that if she didn't have sort of the support of her board and, you know, the other people she's talking to. So there's obviously not a general push for a writing campaign.
What about the women who the Post found and talked to them? I mean, it's sort of one way or the other here, right? These things happened or they didn't. Roy Moore is flatly denying that these things happened. How are the women and their stories being seen in Alabama, leader?
Well, he's denied the 14-year-old, you know, the allegations involving the 14-year-old. The comments on the other three women are much less serious. They're not. They're still strange, but they're much less criminally serious, which is that he dated. And he said, I dated one of these women. I had permission of her mother. You know, they did not go beyond kissing. It's that sort of allegation. If it was those three women, you know, this would not have been the story that it was, but it's the one 14-year-old that obviously makes it the story. The one thing I keep hearing people say is, oh, well, this was common knowledge. This was common knowledge. I really don't agree with that statement because I've worked in this state for 25, 26 years, and this, you know, the thought that Roy Moore had an issue with young girls, it may have been common knowledge in a certain set, but it was not certainly common knowledge to the vast number of people I spoke to or I have been around. You know, that idea is not correct.
What about the idea that maybe this is not a big deal? You sort of infamously or famously now had Jim Ziegler, the state auditor of Alabama, comparing these relationships to Mary and Joseph. And he said, take Joseph and Mary. Mary was a teenager and Joseph was an adult carpenter. They became parents of Jesus. There's nothing immoral or illegal here, maybe just a little bit unusual. Is that just Jim's view or is that?
Yes. Let me go ahead and say that right now. Mm-hmm. Not only did I have not heard one person say that was a good statement, that they thought that was the right address. In fact, the Southern Baptist Convention has come out and said, no, you know, that is not correct. No. So Ziegler's a very colorful character, been around a long time, ran many times and lost. So there's, you know, people have a tendency to dismiss a lot of what he says. Interestingly enough, the question in this state is overwhelmingly, first of all, we didn't have a great candidate to start with. It's very much like the presidential race. People did not see Roy Moore as a perfect candidate. He was a very flawed candidate, as was Luther Strange, for totally different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the number one question you get among Republicans in this state is, why did it take so long, and why did this story come out now? And until those two issues, and I don't think they can be addressed adequately to answer the questions of somebody whose beliefs are already set.
Okay.
But that is the number, well, those two things are what are being used not to dismiss the claims, but to cast doubt on those claims.
But is it, I mean, Roy Moore only became the candidate a few weeks ago. So, and he's, of course, he's had his troubles over the years in the Supreme Court.
He's been he is one of the most high profile people in the state, though, for many, many years.
But he wasn't running for the U.S. Senate, where his opinions, it's one thing to put the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. It's another if you're in Washington and your vote could have a major impact. I guess that would draw media attention. So it does. The timing doesn't seem that strange to me. They came when he became a candidate for national office out of Alabama. And here, boom, here's the story.
Yeah, in this state, though, he was, you know, second in high profile. Well, third. We'll put Alabama's football coach first.
Okay.
We'll put the governor second.
Yeah.
And we'll put Roy Moore third. As far as high profile figures. Now, that's just in this state. And he certainly, let me say, you know, he has certainly been written about his other controversies. There's a lot more besides this. And that's what, you know, has drawn concerns is if these allegations had never come out, he still has major flaws as a candidate.
But this is a man who's been in his public life so wrapped around the Bible and has been put his evangelical Christianity and his judgments of many other groups harshly front and center. And then Alabamans are reading about him taking a 14-year-old home to his house and stripping her down to her underwear and having her fondle. You know, that contrast doesn't it?
Well, it's very bizarre. But I will tell you this, and I was told this point blank over this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I also think there is this general conception, incorrectly, this happened a long time ago. You know,
it was a long time ago, but still.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the number one thing that people will say is, I don't agree with what Roy Moore did, allegedly did, but I don't agree with what Roy Moore did, but Doug Jones is worse. And I've heard it.
What terms, Lita?
They point to the pro-choice issue, the abortion issue.
I see.
That is the number one issue, which is so ironic when you compare the race, you know, compare the candidates. But the Doug Jones has been very open about his beliefs and where he stands on that issue. And that is a quote, but Doug Jones is worse, I've heard several times over the weekend.
What would it take if in terms of pressure from Republicans in Washington or in Alabama for Roy Moore to step out of the race, to drop out?
Oh, I don't think Roy Moore will ever step out of this race. I think you could have footage broadcast. I don't think Roy Moore will ever step out.
You mean even if there were video footage of what, of course there won't be, he wouldn't leave it?
He wouldn't. No. Mm-mm.
Well, then what does his denials mean? You're saying even if it were true,
I'm not saying even if it were true, he wouldn't step out. I'm saying in his mind, he would never step out. You know, he is not the kind of person. First of all, if you're in politics, your ego has to be pretty healthy. So, you know, he is not ever going to concede this situation.
Are you confident that he would be seated in Washington by his fellow Republicans if he rides to the Senate?
Yeah, no, that to me is actually the sticking point. I think that's where we're going to see some change, is that if the Senate refuses to seat him. And I think that is a very, very real possibility that not many people have gotten to. And then how do we deal with that when that happens? The thing in Alabama is a lot of people, you know, this Jeff Sessions and Richard Shelby were our senators for a long time. It was almost just a rubber stamp.
Yep.
They went to D.C.
Yep.
And so you got people now paying attention, and they, Alabamians, do not want to be the state that hands the Senate back to the Democrats. They don't want to do it. And, you know, the thing I told somebody earlier is, heaven help us, the headlines the day after this election. Because we're, you know, it's going to be, if Roy Moore wins, look at who they sent to the Senate. Then it's going to be up to the Senate to decide. And Richard Shelby has come out and said, if these allegations are true, you know, Roy Moore should step aside.
Wow.
So he's kind of made his thoughts known.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's the reporting already. I don't know what they want for truth, but there's women saying exactly what they say happened with them. Lita Gore is with the Alabama Media Group. Lita, it's always great to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.